And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 658. This is Frank Branches. I'm on with Eric RPG, my trusty cohort, and my other trusty cohort, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Spoony bards.
I guess you can spoon your bard if you want, but get their permission first at least.
Right. Are we load captains tonight, or what's the deal?
Yeah. I'm always load captain.
You're always load something. All right. Let's just get right into it. Let's get this party on the road here, guys. Maybe we can get to some fun stuff. Yeah, you're like, oh, maybe. Hey, at least the band is together. Oh, before we start, Breakman, quick question for you. Should we do a show next week or not? I'm going to be in Las Vegas, and I if you say yes, I'll bring my equipment with me, and we'll give it a shot based on hotel Wi-Fi. But there's no guarantees, like I can get stuff up and running over there, but I can easily bring my computer.
If you're going on vacation next week, I say we just take next week off.
Okay, then.
You're going to be on your vacation. You shouldn't worry about the show or anything else.
Well, you know, I mean, I always think of you guys.
Unless you want to do the show on your vacation, that's different.
I mean, I could use the extra two hours.
What you need to do is you need to find that Price is Right gambling machine. Just play until you get. Just hope you don't get whammies.
Or the
that'd be really messed up if you got whammies on the Price is Right
machine. Right, because it's a pressure luck. I don't know if they have a pressure luck. I will play the Price is Right machine if they have one. Maybe I can make that a video and put it on the channel.
Yeah, I get the show tonight.
Yeah, it's Barker's all good. Beauties, are they in the game?
In the game, man. They are in the slot machine. Maybe Bernie will have to play that special video for RP Grinders, and then I'll do other videos for the other channel. But that would be fun, man. But see, the thing is, like, inside the casino, a lot of the casinos don't let you record, like, you playing slot machines for some reason. Like, it's really weird. They don't like any recordings. But, like, outside... Oh, I will have video. I'm going to post it on the other channel and this channel of, like, 4K video of, like, different attractions in Vegas. So that should be something to look forward to, at least.
Yeah,
so,
that's fun.
And also on the other channel, I can't set it up for RP Grinders, but on the Mexican Longhair channel, I can do live streams. So I'm going to be doing one... one daytime, one nighttime live stream, plus a bunch of 4K videos that I'll put on both channels. So there you go. There you go, guys. All right, so no show next week, just to let everybody know. I'll be in Vegas with
Frank's
Bernie B.
abandoning us.
How dare you? I said I would bring my computer, you son of a bitch.
You like how I turned that around on you?
I know, man. That was so mean, Breakman. How dare you? How dare you? All right, here we go, guys. Let's get into it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
All right, from RPG Site, you've got Neo and Neo 2 Complete Edition are coming to, or rather, they're on Epic Games Store now. It's in my homie discount, but I'll just mention it here. But Neo is free for Epic Games Store until the 16th.
So okay.
That's really it.
All right, cool. I mean, that's actually a good bonus, so make sure you pick that up.
Unless you want me to tell me how much they normally cost. You somehow miss it.
No, what is it, like $20 or something?
No. Oh, have you seen how much it costs on Steam?
All right. While you're doing that, Freak5 says it can be RP Corona. Frank hosting drunk would be funny. I don't think I've ever been drunk on RP Grinders. That would be a first. But I will tell you, like, the day after, I think it's the day after we get there on Bernie B's birthday, like, we're going to have a one-hour open bar session. So, you know, that should be interesting. Hopefully we don't get too drunk because that night we've got reservations at Caesar's Palace. So.
I know, but if you only have 1 hour of open bar, you're going to have to, you're going to get smashed really quick.
You think?
If you only have one bar, you're gonna stuff as much alcohol down your throat as you can.
Well, I'm not. I'll pace myself. I'm not gonna like.
But you only have an hour.
I know, man. But there's
so
much.
That's not fair. It's cruel.
Cruel.
It's not
and
right.
Cruel and unusual
cruel
punishment.
Offense.
Oh boy. Well, I will tell you what.
No
let's.
Ridiculous.
Right. I mean, they're just like giving you basic drinks, though. It's just like beer and like margaritas and
gin.
You know, stuff like that. There's like, I mean, I don't know what's on the list of stuff that you can drink, but it's, I don't think it's like straight, like, you know, you're not going to be able to get like straight drinks, you know, on the
Absinthe.
Rocks and stuff.
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, drink fast.
Yeah, exactly. Grindr Dance Party Lost COVID Edition, Freak 5 says. Yeah, I know the dangers, Freak 5, but I put this off for 2 years, dude, and I haven't had a vacation.
Are you going to get an H5 mask?
That's a possibility, Eric, although I think, like, honestly, just the masks that we have are going to be sufficient because it's basically, we just don't, I mean, the point of the mask is to not transmit it to others, right? I mean, we're vaccinated, so we should be okay. I mean,
you should get a gas mask.
A gas mask, really? A gas mask? No, man. Road Dog is right, man. He says one sip and Bernie will be carrying him home. How dare you? It's the other way around, Road Dog. How dare you?
Frank is so old he can't hold his liquor anymore.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you insinuate I can't hold my liquor? No, that's Bernie, man. She drinks a thimble full of beer and she's like, you know, halfway gone. So, you know, there you go. All right, Break Man, what do we got next? You should be excited for this.
A new segment for the show will be Drunken Bernie Confessions.
Like that.
Yeah, but Bernie would just take over the whole show, man. It would take it to a whole new level.
Do it late in the show, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Like at the very end, so that way people have to listen to us.
Yes,
that's a good idea, man. That's a good idea. Road Dog says bull because
live.
Oh, yep. Go ahead. I was just reading a comment in chat.
No, we'll read comment.
All right, bull because she stays drunk. That's why she's so happy. That might be the case, Road Dog. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's actually happening? She's starting to sober up. Is what that's why Frank.
I just pump her full of morphine. But anyways, go ahead.
Going to this live RPG site. Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic remake announced for PlayStation 5 and PC. So yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I really don't have any more details, do we? And I'm not seeing
it. It was just a teaser. Yeah.
Yep, just a little tease. They're a bunch of cock teases over at LucasArts. So there you go.
That was a fantastic game.
It's a good game, man. Really good game. I'm glad they're redoing it. You know, I mean, there's so much new stuff coming from Sony. I mean, they needed that press conference that they had, man. Because like the man.
I'm hoping they blend in like the Knights of the Old Republic 2 into it, maybe, and maybe complete that game. Or if this is a hit, maybe complete the second game. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's an idea. Here's another idea coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Project Eve to release for PS5 gets a brand new trailer at PlayStation Showcase 2021. So yeah, this is a new, and I thought about this game and I was like, I told Eric, I'm like, meh. But the more I think about it, the guy who did Magna Carta is doing this game, and I think Magna Carta was
the artwork.
The artwork, yeah, the artwork, and so the artwork is going to be good. No,
but everything else kind of looks rough.
Yeah, it looks
like,
a little.
I can see why it took 2 years for them to even get to this point.
Well, they got. I mean, it's got a good beginning, Eric. I'll give them that, man. I mean, they'll polish it. I have high hopes. And by the way, that artist did help. Helm the other game, Magna Carta, Eric. So I don't know if you knew that. Kim Hyung Tae is his name, and he's an excellent artist. And I think Magna Carta was kind of an underrated game. You know, I hardly ever finish RPGs unless I'm super invested. But Magna Carta was pretty fun. Yeah, Wyland says, I wonder if it'll fit into canon now on the Star Wars game. What do you think, Break?
No, because they've changed the years. Because if I remember right, wasn't like the New Republic or the this game set like 10,000 years before the movies?
Yeah, it was something
right.
Why can't they fit it into canon?
Well, they've like redone the timeline, and now it's like I forget what they did, but yeah. they did some wonky things with the timeline to make it. What was it? Like the Sith were only like 5,000 years old or something, I think.
They also like made a huge departure from the comics because it was more fantasy based than sci-fi.
You know what I learned from what you just said, Brake? I think you're like the biggest nerd out of all of us. You like know timelines and changes and stuff in Star Wars, which I would have never have known that. How did you know that? Did you like go to?
I was reading about it. It was basically the new Sith timeline. Like if I remember the game right, I think it was like 10,000 years.
I thought so too.
But
that sounds.
They could redo that. I mean, they could make it 1,000 years or something.
I know. Maybe. Like what? Just say it happened 1,000 years or whatever. You know, it's like not a big deal. That's. I mean, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. Like they always like. Like have these timelines, right? But it's cool because you can always retrofit shit later if you need to, you know. Freak says Frank remembers when the Magna Carta was signed. He was cleaning the chamber. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
He's cleaning the chamber pots because Frank didn't finish. That's rude, Frank.
How dare you? You don't think his comment was rude, Breakman? How dare you, son of a bitch? Eric, next story. I'm gonna walk off this show, man. Son of a
Anyways, next story is Forspoken's got a release window for next year.
Yeah, this looks interesting.
Spring 2022.
Have you seen? Did you check out the Sony event break?
No.
Okay. Now,
I mean, the game looks fun, but the dialogue's kind of cringy because they're doing the whole like, let's try to do this MCU like thing where the characters. Freaking out that they have abilities and stuff like that instead of, you know, just acclimating like a normal person would.
I'm intrigued by this game. It looks gorgeous.
I don't know if, like, a normal person would just acclimate because, like, for instance, suddenly you get super strength. Like, you gotta learn to, like,
tone it down.
Do everything that you're used to doing.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like Tiny Tina going, oh wow, cool, super, awesome.
Yeah.
Though,
you wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I think you would kind of freak out if you like gained a superpower. Yeah. You know, it would be. I mean, can you imagine your mind alone would have to contend with that? And that's, you know, but this game, to get back to this game Forspoken, this took me by surprise. This is one of the ones during that Sony event that I'm like, wow, I didn't know anything about this game, and it looks fun. And it looks great too. I mean, the obviously the graphics are, you know, next gen worthy. But I'm actually really intrigued by this game. So it gives you a whole synopsis. I don't think we need to go through that. Who's next? Break?
Yes, I'm next. Coming to us live from loading screen RPG site. Fuck, there's a huge ad on this site too.
Of course.
NIS America announces Prinny Presents NIS Classics Volume 2 for Nintendo Switch and PC, including Makai Kingdom and ZHP. What that is. Let me see. Makai Kingdom Reclaimed and Rebound and ZHP Unlosing Ranger versus Dark Defeat. Man.
We talked about ZHP years ago.
Yeah. Dark, deaf, evil man. That's right. Take him on. That was originally released for the PSP back in 2010. And I watched the PlayStation 2 game back in 2005. So
I think we talked about that first game, what, 10 years ago, Eric? Something like that. Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's two.
And Makai Kingdom is actually based on the PSP version, which had additional content.
Huh.
We never got it released in the US because by the time it launched, PSP was basically dead.
Yeah.
Except for a spring 2022 release, no price announced. So,
all right. Well, we'll look forward to that. It should be a ton of fun. So if you're looking for like a twofer type of game, then there you go. I mean, I usually go for the threefers. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? But, you know.
Oh, I wish I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, we'll move on to the next story. We talked about this game before, but Moon set to release for PS4 and PS5. So that's the update here. Previously, it was announced as a Steam release without a release window. So originally released on the PlayStation in 1997 as Moon Remix RPG Adventure, and never got an English release prior to 2020 when it was released for the Switch in August. And there's a review of it. Eric, did you haven't had a chance to check this out?
No.
Okay. Do you know what it's kind of getting as far as, like, reviews?
No, I haven't looked at it. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I haven't really seen anything.
I hope the box cover is just somebody's butt.
Moon?
No.
Yeah.
Not that kind of moon.
Yeah. Darn it. That would have been awesome. Like, yeah. A hot chick moon would even be better. But,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But, all right, there you go. That's the story, and we're sticking to it. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, we got Neptunia X Senran Kagura Ninja Wars has got a release date, and it's coming October 26th or 29th, or 26th in North America and 29th in Europe for the PlayStation 4. And IFI likes to do ports. It will probably be a PC release later on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Switch. It might be hard to do a Switch version of this game.
Yeah. I mean, Switch is pretty limited. I wish that Nintendo would have announced a Switch Pro. And then, I probably would have got that, and I would have been very happy with it.
Instead of a Switch Plus.
Yeah.
That we got.
I mean, LED...
I kind of get the idea they've just decided to move to the next platform instead of upgrading this one.
Right, right. Yeah, you do get that sense, Break. That's a good observation, man. I don't think
next platform probably will be DC with Switch titles, but it's going to be something else.
So here's a question for you guys. Do you guys think that Nintendo will be the first next-gen console? Like the next-gen beyond PS5?
No, because they're always, graphic-wise, performance-wise, they're always behind the
behind by at least one and a half generations.
Gens, yeah.
Because that's not their goal. Their goal is to make fun and entertainment.
Right.
That's what they care about, whereas Sony and Microsoft are caring about competing with each other.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, we've got to have the biggest, baddest,
And they usually hit it out of the park almost every console, right? Right, Break? I mean, there were very few times where I was, like, disappointed in Nintendo as far as, like the games are concerned. You know what I mean? Like,
I never played the Wii U. That's the exception for me.
I played it. It wasn't the greatest system in the world, but I played it. And I mean, there was some fun stuff on there, but I agree, it was their probably the weakest of the bunch. But like the GameCube, and I
love the GameCube.
I did too, man. I mean,
have every reason to believe this game is not going to be dubbed, because even though it doesn't say so, because the Senran Kagura girls haven't gotten dubbed. Unless you watch the Funimation anime and use those characters, but I really don't think it's going to happen.
Freak just 5 use sound bites from the show instead of actually paying them.
Freak 5 is exiled again. He's going for the record today, man. Jiminy, Freak 5. You're on fire today. How dare you? He says Frank goes for the three first because it means he's making three nickels at one time. How dare you, sir? How dare you? All right, Road Dog says. Road Dog said, I had a Wii and it sucked. Few games, but nothing that hooked me. Yeah, I like the Wii, actually. I thought the Wii was a good system. You should have played, like, the Zelda game on there, Road Dog. You would have had a ton of fun.
There were some good games on the Wii, but there was a lot of shit
yep,
on the Wii.
That's true.
Xenoblade, The Last Story, and even Pandora's Tower were good games, too. Those were, like, the last couple games that came out for the console.
Yeah,
for the Wii, I'd recommend games like Boom Blocks. That Dead Space game was really good.
Oh, that shooter Dead Space game, the rail shooter, that was a ton of fun. That's an underrated game on that system for sure.
And if you don't mind modding your Wii, you could always pick up the European releases of Fatal Frame 2.
Ooh, yeah.
And the Japanese release of Fatal Frame 4, which unfortunately still doesn't have an HD remaster.
I like
but they went with 5 for some reason.
I like the Wii Sports game quite a bit. You know, Wii Sports is one of the most successful games of all time. Mm. Like, literally.
Well, it allowed, like, for generations, not just, like, young people. It was, like, young people, adults, older generation, and especially the older generation who lost the physical ability to do things like go bowling anymore.
Right, right.
They could play Wii bowling.
Yeah, you know? Like Road Dogg, you know. I mean, he's getting up there in age, so, you know, Wii was should have been right up his alley, you know. I mean, not up his ass, just up his alley. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, see? Crazy. Road Dogg says, I fall in the older. and Freak 5, too. I mean, well, Freak 5 might have been more of the up your ass than up the alley type people, you know. But, you know. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
You can see. Dragon Quest The Adventure of Daya Heroes Bonds has been dated, and this is the iOS game that's probably not going to be fun.
Yeah, so, I know. Fuck.
iOS Android on September 28th.
I've never seen gameplay, but I'm trying to look at this trailer while we're talking here. And let's see. Can we see fucking gameplay?
I'd personally just wait for Infinity Strash to come out because that looks more fun.
Yeah. Road Dogg says he's more into the PlayStation and Xbox stuff. Yeah, that I hear you, Road Dogg. The majority of the play that I do is on the PlayStation 5. Break is more of an Xbox guy. And Eric is – I think Eric plays all of them, but mostly Switch stuff, Nintendo Switch. Freak says he can still go bowling. Okay. Really? You know what? I could never bowl. My wrist are not strong enough to bowl, man. I think it's all in the wrist, right, Freak 5? This game does not look great, to be honest with you guys, this Dragon Quest game. And I'm a huge Dragon Quest fan, so it's sort of like a card battle type deal, right, Eric? I mean, that's what it looks like. It's definitely Dragon Quest, but it's like a runner card game. I mean, damn! How dare you, Break Man? How dare you, son of a bitch? How
what did
dare
I
you?
Say? I don't understand.
Yeah, plausible deniability, right, Break Man? All right, you.
Don't man my Twitter account. That's somebody else.
All right, Break. What you got on the last story?
Coming to us live from RPG site, tactical roguelite RPG Grim Tranquility announced for PC set to release in 2022. I like the name Grim Tranquility.
I like that too.
A sci-fi themed roguelite tactics based RPG set to release in PC in 2022, like I just fucking said.
You catch yourself every time, Breakman.
Key features: master the alien battlefield, leap into the battle, utilizing proven tactical RPG mechanics to strategize movement, capture map objectives, and unleash special attacks on hostile alien enemies. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Fight the power, rebel against a corrupt empire, and take out selfish leaders in the high stakes boss fights or replaces them. I think the empire is the enemy of 90% of all video games.
Right, right.
Building your own team. Every run, choose a team from three original classes. Gain political benefits. Oh, God. So you have to... experience a different battle.
Accept dark money from corporations.
Yeah, you take dark money. Dark money from corporations, exactly, Eric.
I'm in it for the people until I get a raise. Right. Experience a different battle every time. Take on side quests. Wow, that's... And enjoy heroic voices. Feel the diverse characters come to life through renowned vocal talents, including Steve Bloom, Ray Chase, Misty Lee, Darren DePaul, and Alexander Gray.
Yeah, and I don't know any of those people. So there you go.
I think I've heard at least some of them. I just can't place
I would think you know
what
Steve
characters they've done.
I would think you'd know Steve Bloom if you heard his voice.
Maybe. What I wanted to comment on, if I was to play a strategy, not strategy, tactical RPG, Breakman, it would be something like this, because the art style, it looks like straight out of the a comic book.
It does look really interesting.
And when you're on the battlefield, it just looks fucking cool. It's got a really slick, like almost. To me, it almost looks like cel-shaded look, even though it's not, I don't think, cel-shaded. But it just looks really, really cool. You'll know what I mean if you see the trailer later, Break. It definitely looks pretty cool. Road Dog says they had lanes. It was sticks in the ground with twine making the lane. How dare you, Road Dog?
I was trying to explain to him that actually came later. Like originally, like they didn't even have twine in Frank's head.
How dare you, you son of a bitch.
Frank is so old, he made the rickshaw just because he was too lazy to walk himself anywhere.
Walking off this show. I'm walking off. Go be secure.
Like, no, you pull me.
I'm walking off. Son of a bitches, I'm walking off. I'm gonna become a security guard. I don't need this shit, man. Come on. All right. Homie discounts. What you got, Eric?
I've got, like I mentioned earlier, you can get Neo Complete Edition for free on Epic Game Store until the 26th. Yeah,
right.
Or the 16th. Sorry.
Yeah, get it. Pick it up for free if you have a PC worthy.
I don't, but it'll be there forever until I do.
So. Yeah. So you know, just pick it up, even if you don't have a computer. So. Well, if you have an account, an Epic account, pick it up. None of this was me this time, Wyland says. Yeah, Wyland, no exile for you today.
You got to step it up, man.
Road Dog is new in chat, and he's working on an exile already, so he's fitting right in. So there you go. Breakman, should I hit your music?
No.
What? Nobody sent you anything?
Well, if they did, Twitter's been... I was punished on Twitter. Earlier.
Oh, you were a bad boy. You were a bad boy.
Yeah, it's been kind of wonky since then. So if they sent it to me, I didn't get it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, send in your comments, questions. You can send us anything.
I made some people mad because, you know, they're stupid people. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on then to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, Road Dog says, better be nice. I'll get Bernie to get you. Yeah, with a boob freeze, probably, Road Dog. All right. What have you been playing, Breakman?
Same stuff. Well, let me see. Dungeons, I'm still playing every once in a while.
Really? You're still playing
Dungeons?
I beat the
game already. I beat all the DLC, but I still want to keep playing.
Wow. That's interesting. Very rarely is there a game that I go through all the content and still want to play. But there are those games, you know. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like that. And then more Breath of the Wild. Still avoiding the main quest. I'm just kind of like... I'm trying to open up the map now. Trying to find all the towers and get the complete map. Because I don't know why.
Yeah, that's...
Just because it's there. Right. And then I played Mortal Kombat 11 also. I beat the main story. Mortal Kombat seems like it's gotten easier to me, and I think that's just because the combat system hasn't changed that much over the last several iterations.
Right, and plus, like, you're playing more of it. So it does play really well, doesn't it? It's like one of those games that at first, like, if you go back all the way to even the first Mortal Kombat, like, so janky, right? But then Mortal Kombat is one of those series that, man, they've gotten kind of better as they've gone along and taken things really, really seriously. You know, I mean, I know Street Fighter has kind of done the same type of thing. You know, it's real smooth to play and, you know, depending on what version of what game you're playing and all that. But Mortal Kombat seems to be like up there in the hierarchy of fighting games for sure.
Yeah, well, how they've blended the story into the gameplay is just really amazing. Like, it seamlessly goes from story into a fight and makes sense the way it's done. Yeah, it's just really cool.
Wyland said he liked Aftermath's story better than the main one. So
I will play Aftermath. I got the ultimate, so I haven't got that far yet. Right now I'm just playing through like the each individual story, trying to see everybody's endings.
Yeah, are you gonna go for the platinum or the what is it in the Xbox? Not the platinum, but the like
achievements. The achievements.
The diamond.
Yeah, some of them maybe. I'm not gonna like. There'll be harder tier ones in there. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm gonna have to do how much? I'm gonna have to do what?
Yeah.
How many enemies in a row?
Well, I was gonna say there's like. I mean, it's almost near impossible to get the fucking diamond in that game, man. Like it's like, you know,
go online and win 10 matches in a row. Like, right. Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. That's when you get, like somebody that you could just kick their ass, like yeah. You know, me, and then you just play 10 times and whip my ass 10 times.
Hey, yeah. Frank, would you mind just turning your Xbox on? Just leave it on. You don't have to do anything.
Right. Just go in there and play with me, you know, and just leave it running, and yeah. We'll be good to go.
I mean, you yeah. can go get a snack or something. You know, just help me out here.
Right. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
No, that's it. I've been playing a lot, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure.
A lot.
All right, speaking of playing a lot, Eric, what you been playing?
I finished Blaster Master Zero 3 over the weekend, so I'll have a review for that pretty shortly on the show, because I covered the other two, so why not? And I also... played a little bit more Necrobarista. Didn't get very far. I played Fist because I bought that on Tuesday. And it's an acronym for Flame and Shadow Torch. You play as a rabbit furry guy, basically. And they even call the furries Ferdisons.
Ferdisons? You know, for citizens. Like citizens, yeah. Cool.
And you're fighting robot dogs, basically. There are a couple other different animals in there. Like, I saw a cat lady, and then there's a bunch of deer people and moose people.
Yeah. What else you been playing, man?
It's a Metroidvania. It's kind of fun, but it is kind of janky. I'm sure they'll fix it in time. But it's got English voice acting, which I think some of the characters are familiar. So I actually hired some somewhat notable people instead of, like... Chinese people speaking English and British accents.
Yeah.
Like I'd get in some other games I've played.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Tales of Arise today. I didn't get very far. Ooh. I also played a little bit of FF4 Pixel Remastered since that launched earlier this week.
Cool. Right on. Let me read a little bit of chat here. Wyland says, I could fight you. I think, Break, he's going for the 10 in a row wins. That's why he asked to fight you.
He doesn't need me for that.
Well, I mean, if he wants easy pickings, like, you know, bottom of the barrel, then, you know, I mean.
Also, is it like MK11 on sale still?
I think
it's on sale almost every other couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that. I bought it when it was, I think, $20. I'm like, it's never going to be cheaper than that. Or 25, maybe. No, it was... Yeah, 25, I think.
Oh, it'll
it's never
be
gonna
cheaper.
Be cheaper than that, and then like every other month it's been on sale for the same price. Like, fuck!
I know. Well, it'll be cheaper for sure, man, at some point. I'll pick it up when it's
Friday,
like...
Maybe.
I'll pick it up when it's like $5. Freak5 says... Freak5 says, I've been playing a little World Flipper, which we talked about last week. He said, it is okay. A little annoying, both flippers are activated at the same time. That kind of sucks.
He said that, and I was there's a new Fallout update that's is called World Something, and I thought he was talking about that for a moment. I just
that's a shitty pinball strategy, yeah, for sure. Wyland says I haven't booted up MK11 since December, so you might have a chance to like get one hit in, Break. So you know, Road Dog says I know this is older, but has anyone played Quantum Break? I picked that one up about a week ago, and so far love it.
It's on Game Pass, and I want to play it at some point. I just don't know when I'll get to it.
That looks cool, Road Dogg. I have not had a chance to play that. Road Dogg, you know what I've been doing. So, you know, I mean, me play video games lately, Road Dogg? I mean, come on, man. Need to shake the rust off, Wyland says. So, yeah.
Let me say one thing, too, on that. Like, the whole controversy over the fatalities and that is so fucking overblown.
I know, man. Come on, man.
I mean, they're not any worse really than other Mortal Kombats.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, that's what Mortal Kombat is known for. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. What is this, the fucking 90s again? I mean, come on, man.
Right.
Get out of here. All right, let's move on to, and Eric, please go through these quickly.
Yeah, I will. I mean, it's not going to be that.
Reviews. All right, we got Eric's got a few reviews here. All right,
okay,
Eric.
I'm going to cover the three anime-related games or shows first.
Okay.
Shiro Bako, Keep Your Hands Off Aizoken, and New Game. New Games. I'll start with New Game because it's different than the other two. But basically, it's about
this girl who just graduated from high school, and she immediately went to work for a game company. And even though it's not their company policy, it just happened that way, but it's an all-female staff.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out for her, because she doesn't have to worry about, like, terrible men. But anyways, it's kind of like it doesn't really go in depth into the game development process, but it does cover some elements, so that's nice. And it's a lot more realistic take on the idea than something like Grandma's Boy. Because Grandma's Boy,
I liked Grandma's Boy. I like What's Grandma's wrong with Grandma's Boy?
It was funny, but
I was
yeah,
gonna
it,
say like the if you
it's
want
it's not
realistic...
gonna give you. Yeah, it's not.
If you want a realistic like interpretation of gaming, Code Monkeys.
Right, Code Monkeys is fun as fuck, man.
That shit was fantastic.
Yeah, I wish they would do another, season or two of that show. But anyways, continue on.
It kind of reminds me of the like, what if we did K-On, but we did game development instead of them doing a band, and it's basically that.
Yeah.
The only thing that frustrates me about the show is that. They clearly want to push Yuri, but they don't want to push it too much because people might get upset. So they're basically defanging the story content they could be creating by doing that. And so I kind of hate how it holds back when it's teasing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When about lesbian relationships in the show, and specifically with these two characters, and there might be another couple emerging in the.
Oh man,
future.
You had me at lesbian characters, Eric. Fine with me.
Anyways, so I'm gonna give this show I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
Okay, nice.
And Shiro Bako, And it's
hey,
film.
Real quick, Eric, before I get there, before
yeah,
I forget.
Shiro Bako is basically that, but it's about making a show, an anime show, and the troubles that they encounter with various members of the staff or certain parts of the production process. And it's more in depth than New Game is, but it doesn't quite tackle it in the same manner that Aizuken does. And I'm going to get to that soon, but it's cute, and it's done by Kiyo Annie, so it has good animation. And the movie is about, obviously, making an anime movie rather than a TV series,
mm-hmm.
and the difficulties with that. And the movie has, like, two parts of it that are kind of weird and come out of nowhere, but they're fine because they're not very long. But, like, they kind of go into musical mode for a minute, and it's supposed to be, like, the main character Miyamori, like basically making a song in her head because it's not actually happening. So that show was fun, and there was two seasons one season of that show, but it felt like two because it was so long. It's like New Game's only 13 episodes per season, and this is 26 episodes.
Yeah,
there could be a second season, but they haven't really said anything. And I'd give this movie. And the show, I'll give the movie an 8, and I'll give the show an 8.5. And you should check that out. It's on High Dive, and as is New Game. But Keep Your Hands on Aizuken is the next review I'm going to be covering, and that is on Crunchyroll, and it has no dub to speak of like the other two shows. But it's much like Shiro Bako in that it covers them making anime. And it's about, like, these three high school, or maybe they're middle school. I can't remember. But, like, maybe they're the third year of middle school. But, anyways, it's about them starting a club to make anime. But they can't because there's already an anime club. So they have to call it something else.
Like that, man.
Because the anime club was really just about, like, hobbyism rather than actually making this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to, it's about their troubles of securing funding so they can make animation, and Kanamori is kind of like the ringleader of the group. She has to wrangle these two knucklehead girls who would otherwise, if left to their own devices, would just like chase butterflies or something. Because, like, they get really detail-oriented and their imagination starts going to overdrive. And you can see that in the show where, like, they'll, like, construct concepts or like point out animation techniques, and there and it gets in more into the nitty gritty of like actually animating a show or like a short, because they're all in high school worlds, so they can't do something really big.
Yeah,
but like, so it's nice seeing creative aspect from that angle. And like, I don't know if you like watch and or listen to the AMCast back when Zach was still alive, but he kind of basically said like, "Fuck Joe Bacall, just watch this." I said, "No, it's like these two shows are doing two very different things, and I think they complement each other. You probably owe it to yourself to watch both."
Mm-hmm.
But it is a better quality production in my case, and then I find the creative process involved more interesting. So I'm going to give this a 9.5.
Wow, good score, man. Sweet.
As for Blaster Master 03.
Hang on, hey, Eric, before you get to that, let me read chat before I get too far behind, then I'll let you continue. Road Dog says, "I'm still hooked on Splinter Cell series, hoping they will be doing a new one, but not looking good from what I'm hearing." Road Dog, stay tuned, man. I hear differently. Let's just put it that way, Road Dog. Freak 5 says, "Frank has been giving nickel hand jobs and blowjobs, raising money for his Vegas trip. How dare you, sir? You're exiled." Wyland says, "I'll probably be going to use Rain, Noob, or Melina to battle you, Breakman."
Hey, Break, you know, you suck if you're going to say it's cute, it means it's nap time. Just watch it. You might be surprised.
Breakman needs to be exiled as well.
Slapped.
Son
of
a bitch. Let's see. How dare you, Rodong? Years, you mean decades, right? Wyland, quit feeding into this. You're exiled too. Gee, mani, holy hell. And Breakman, you're encouraging everybody.
What are you talking about?
You're just
I don't know what Frank's talking about, but I was talking specifically about the most latest comments.
Oh, no, I'm getting there. Relax. Time-lapse Gamer says, "I hope that's sarcasm." It sure is, Time-lapse.
Not for me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Freakbite says, "Mrs. Freak made fajita stuffed peppers for dinner tonight."
God damn it, you're making me hungry.
Freak. I know.
That sounds good.
God, he always does that shit, too, right about this time, doesn't he? All right, your last review, Eric.
Last review. Blaster Master 03, obviously, is a sequel to the very story-centric Blaster Master 0 and Blaster Master 02. And, yeah, you probably should play those two before you play this one. Otherwise, you'll be lost. More lost than trying to play a Kingdom Hearts game. Because the story actually makes sense, but... So you're going to get lost in Kingdom Hearts just because... It's Kingdom Hearts, and this, you're going to be lost because you're going to need to know things.
I stopped thinking about Kingdom Hearts story after one, Eric. Like even one was a little hard to kind of decipher what the hell was going on.
Anyways, it's more of the same, but there's some quality of life improvements, like the fact that they revamped the weapon rank system where instead, you have all your weapons at all the time, and they just increase the power and the ranges of the different weapons instead.
Right.
Which they should have done from the beginning. It's like, why don't they just go backport these upgrades into the older games? But there's also a new one where, like, there was an issue with the game when you were on the on-foot sections, and you had to get out of your tank. And, like, if Jason fell from a certain height, he'd just die.
Yeah.
Now he just takes a small hit, and you can even hover to the ground safely if you want, and you can turn that off. So, and they also updated some of the way like the counter system worked, so that's nice. And there's a new mechanic in the game where you have to jump between different dimensions. In fact, there are areas, the dungeons in the game that you can go in to get certain items or progress the story, are basically guarded by the Sophia forces, and they're basically a military organization. And getting past the security is very difficult, so the game highly encourages you to either A, get better at the game, or B, you can just hop into an alternate dimension and skip most of that.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was nice, that they gave you, like, a scalable difficulty based on what you choose to do. I'm going to give this game a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, wow. Really, really, that's an excellent score.
And if you don't want to buy all three games separately and you want Japanese voice acting for some reason, you can buy the Blaster Master Meta Fight Trilogy pack on PlayAsia. But if you hold out a bit and you don't want to feel like importing and paying the import cost of that because it's kind of pricey, the director of the game series said that they were looking into finding a way to add the voice acting into the digital copies of the game.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, cool. 9.5 out of 10 for Blaster Master 03. This is a must pickup, apparently, right, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's like only $15 too. So not like bad. The first game I think was like $5 and the second game was like $10. So this one's just $5 more.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, not bad. Not bad at all. So, and you're giving it a 9.5. That's a strong recommendation. So, all right, anything else, Eric?
No, that's it for reviews.
All right, real quick, I'm going to do a review of Candyman. I'm not going to do spoilers. Road Dog, you're working on an exile, sir. All right, so Candyman, the movie, the remake, it's not really a remake at all of the first Candyman movie. All I'm going to say is this. Before I do that, let me talk about my experience. I had to go to the theater to see it because obviously it's not on any streaming service. First time I've been to the theater in like, what, 2 years break? Like, when's the last time you heard me go to a theater to watch a movie?
So wait, this is actually a remake? Because a lot of Hollywood's trends is to just make a sequel but call it just the first movie.
Yeah, it's that's what it is, Eric. It's not really a man, it's hard to explain this movie, man. All I'm going to say is
a
this.
A reimagining, maybe?
No.
Reboot?
No.
Not even a reboot?
No. This is... I guess it's a sequel, but maybe like kind of like a multiverse movie. Sort of like that is the best way that I can describe it. But let me just tell you guys, the first Candyman was more about atmosphere and a couple of jump scares, right?
Mm.
And it kind of gets under your skin.
I've never seen any of them.
Okay, they're worth the first.
He does a really awesome stunt in that.
Right, with the bees.
I don't want to ruin that.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal with this Candyman. It's worth every penny to go see because it's obviously updated to today's times. It's a fantastic movie. It's not an all-out horror blitz of a movie, but there are scary moments in it. It's more of an under-the-skin type of movie than anything. And I loved it, okay? I give this movie a 9 out of 10. The only problems that I really had with it was maybe a couple of pacing issues here and there. But, I mean, the direction was fine. The acting was spectacular. It was the production was off the charts. And here's another thing. The cinematography in this movie is some of the best cinematography I've seen in a movie in a long, long time, especially for a newer movie. It is, if you just look at it from a cinematography aspect, like the framing of the picture, it's primo, man. 9 out of 10. You guys got to see it. Freak says... let's see. I'm here to make sure you're getting picked on the right way. How dare you, Road Dog? And that's the Freak Fight's like, that's my job. It's everybody's job. I think that's everybody's job. Wyland says theaters yuck. I agree with you, Wyland, but you know what? It was just me, Bernie, my mom. I took my mom with me, and there was only one other person. I figured the best time to go was yesterday. During the day, so it was a Thursday, like first showing, and there was literally nobody in there. So it was fine, and we all had masks and whatever. Road Dog said, "I can't do theater. I wait for it to come out where I can watch it."
Yeah, I broke my no theater rule for Demon Slayer film and Black Widow. I kind of regret seeing it for Black Widow. I could have waited probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I hated the movie, it just wasn't worth going to the theater and risking my health for it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Wyland says, that's the one constant I've heard that it looks gorgeous. I love the movie, Wyland. I thought it was a great way of updating Candyman up to, you know, kind of modern day type deal. And it was spooky enough. It had a few jump scares, and it was to me, it's one of those creepy movies is the best way.
Do you know when it's going to be available for streaming or on anywhere possibly?
Probably within the next month, I would say, Eric. I would venture to say the next month, but this is a movie I would recommend renting or even buying. I think it's that good. Slagar says, I went to about 2 movies a year anyway, so he isn't missing much. I agree, Slagar. Like, this is the first time I've been to a theater in 2 years, but it actually was a smooth experience. Everybody was wearing masks, so that's cool. There was sanitizer there. When we went to refill our drink, they put a cup inside the drink, so there was no, you know, they gave us a, you know, at Harkins Theaters, you can refill, like if you buy these special cups, you can refill the drinks every time you go. So they just gave us a large drink, and then we just set it inside our drink. So
that reminds me, somebody mentioned Halloween chat, Freak 5, but Halloween Kills is going to be streaming on Peacock.
I know, and I'm excited, and I'm thankful.
But the only thing that sucks about that, though, is that Peacock doesn't exist in Canada, so you can live in Canada, you're screwed.
Well, good thing I live in the United States. For that movie. Yeah, that's true. Slager says, you're right, Eric, I went to Drain Slayer. That's it. Freak says...
No, I think he meant Demon. But...
Yeah, Demon Slayer.
But I also saw the third Fate movie because it was the only way to see the movie at all.
Yeah. Freak says...
stupid and won't put it on streaming services.
I know. Freak says, until Halloween, every Saturday my family is watching 2 movies that are appropriate for Halloween. Let's see. What else we got in chat? If they don't utilize the 5 theme for the sequel, they fail. Wyland says. Freak says, I'm trying to decide what to watch tomorrow. I'm thinking Killer Clowns or The Leprechaun. Killer Clowns, man, it's a better movie. So you're watching 60s and 70s live action Disney movies, Breakman. That's pretty funny. Wyland says, that's shocking considering it's Universal. I know, Wyland, that is shocking, but I'm glad because I don't have to go to the movies to see it. Jennifer Aniston before surgery, right, Breakman? She looked hot in that movie for sure. Okay, so that's it for reviews. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, what you got?
I've got a couple. One goes to, I should say a few, because one of them actually goes to Texas for a completely different thing than what we were talking about last week, which I'll get back to in a moment. But Texas has Greg Abbott, again being an asshole, decided to make an executive order barring, and I don't think this is enforceable, but just the fact he's fucking doing it, trying to enforce that social media can't restrict views and such.
Well, that's a whole. I mean, I understand the sentiment, you know, First Amendment and all, but
well, it's right wing views he's right. saying because, but this it's not a First Amendment violation because it's a privately owned company. But the thing is, they're using it to spread lies that have gotten so many fucking people killed.
Right.
Like with anti-vaccines and shit like that, but. Anyway, my next one goes to Texas again for the anti-abortion law, which I said last week was going to spread across the fucking country. And let me see here. Indiana, Florida, South Dakota, Missouri, Iowa, Alabama, Michigan, North Dakota, Georgia, Ohio, Iowa, Utah, West Virginia, Arizona, Arkansas, and Montana are all eyeing options to increase all their anti-abortion laws now.
Yeah, I mean
Mississippi is. We talked about last week. Mississippi was the one I was talking about. I couldn't remember what was going on, but they are going to the Supreme Court next month to fight over their ban on 15-week abortions. So
I look. Regardless of your view of abortion, right? What right do any of us have to say what someone else does with their body? Right? That should be the ultimate freedom, right? I have my views. I know the right wing has their views. I'm independent, so I don't go either Democrat or Republican. I think Breakman is more towards independent now than ever. Eric is independent. Eric, you know, what do you think, Eric? Like this whole thing that Texas is doing, in my view, restricting freedom. I mean, we're all about freedom, right? Right, Break? I mean, we're all about being free. Same thing, Eric, right? I mean, we're all about, you know, freedom to do what you want in this country as long as you're not hurting someone else, right? So what do you make of it, Eric? Do you think Texas is batshit crazy like everybody else does?
I already knew Texas is crazy. Now they've just, like, proven beyond shadow of a doubt.
I don't understand how people live there.
Into total authoritarian mode. Like, right. They're trying to send Texas back into the 1870s or something. I don't know. It's scary what they're doing. It really is.
Yeah, it is. Now, like the Second Amendment, we've talked about this on the show, right? Right, Break? Look, yeah. I'm a huge advocate for the Constitution, right? If you want to carry a gun, fine. But, and I don't personally own a gun, right? I mean, I know almost everybody in the United States owns a gun, right? I mean, and if you don't own a gun, someone else owns that gun for you. We have so many guns in this country.
It's funny you say that. None of us do.
None of us do, right? And it's weird,
right,
because
there are a small majority of people who own most of the guns.
Right.
Like, they stockpile them.
Right. But
you are right. There are a lot of people who do own guns.
Right.
I mean, we all know
Ohio has open carry laws.
Right. Well, so does Colorado, except in Denver.
Texas has concealed carry, which is dangerous.
A lot of states have concealed carry, but they have to, like, pass tests to do it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott just said, "Nah, you don't need to do that. You can conceal carry.
Right.
You can't have an abortion, but you can carry a gun anywhere you want."
See, and that's the dichotomy that I don't understand about Texas. Right? Texas is all about, you know, freedom. Right? They hold freedom in high regard. Everything's bigger in Texas. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. You can now legally conceal carry a gun, but you can't get an abortion there. What isn't that such a dichotomy? Like,
yeah,
and
his whole arguments. Well, you have 6 weeks. 6 weeks. The baby. That's when estimated from when it's conceived, not from when they're like diagnosed. Which a lot of women aren't.
It's
diagnosed.
It's not even living under its own power. It needs. It has a symbiotic relationship with its parent host.
Yeah,
and it's. At that point, yeah. The 6 weeks, it's about the size of like a nickel or something?
A grain of rice.
Right.
A grain of rice, yeah, right. Like, it's not a fucking baby. Like, it's most women, I shouldn't say most women, but a lot of them don't know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Right, right.
Because your body has not started really change yet.
Right.
You've got a tiny little thing in you. It hasn't started growing.
Right.
And
so,
it usually takes like over 20 to even find out you're pregnant, usually.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Mexico, their Supreme Court ruled punishments for abortion unconstitutional. Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, that's a good thing, right? I mean, you can't be punished for having abortions. That's
no. We're supposed to be the world leader, yada yada, and stuff like that. But our neighbors seem to be smarter than us.
Slagar says this is Wisconsin. Even my 80-year-old mom has a weapons locker. Yeah, Slagar.
Man,
I mean,
not old. Mom.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
wait, it was supposed to be Mom.
Yeah.
We all know people who do own guns. Like, we just because we don't doesn't mean we don't know people.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, I'm an advocate. Like, I look, what I don't like is like the weapons of mass destruction. Right. But if you happen to have like, you know, a pistol or like, you know, a handgun or a rifle, if you're a hunter or, you know, even a shotgun. I mean, I don't really have any.
I think guns make it too easy to make a life-changing split decision.
Yeah, I agree. That's another thing that you got to think about. I mean, if you have a gun in your possession, you do run that risk. But here's the thing, Breakman.
I mean, what if you're having like a really bad day? You know, maybe you're you have the gun. Maybe you shoot yourself. Then. You weren't a suicidal type person, but you were just having that one day where everything went wrong and you thought you'd lost your life.
Right.
But, you know, it would have been maybe something that you could have fought through, but
Right, like
HD decision.
Right,
you ended anything.
But you're touching on something else that the right doesn't want to talk about: mental health, Brakeman.
Right.
I mean, that's
God, yeah, no.
It all goes in hand in hand, right? I don't think like the government should say, okay, you can't have a gun, right? Because the Second Amendment allows us to have a gun. I would be a complete hypocrite if I said I'm a champion of the First Amendment, but I don't champion the Second Amendment, right? I mean, that's just being hypocritical. But there, you have to address other issues like mental health and healthcare in general and you know, helping people out that are having a tough time.
Like, back to the pro-life argument, it's like, they want all these babies to be born, but they don't want to support them at
right.
all after they're born.
Afterwards.
Just
they
like with all the guns, they want
like,
the guns out there.
We're going to give you life, but we're not going to give you quality of life because we're not going to fight for Medicare for All. We're not going to fight for $15 or universal basic income or the infrastructure or anything else like housing or food.
Right. So here's the thing. Like, I know I would be okay.
And also, pregnancies are expensive. So, like, you want all these people to be born, but, like, who's going to foot the bill for that?
Yeah.
Well, not Republicans. They don't want to do that.
Weiland
like,
says,
pro-birth, but once you're born, it's like, well, you're on your own, kid.
Weiland is exiled. He says, 80-year-old mom, a baby to Frank. How dare you, Weiland? Freak says, a fetus to Frank. How dare you, Freak 5? Grain of rice. You know what, you sons of bitches. Bernie says, I want an Uzi. Good luck with that, Bernie.
All these politicians are spoonie bards.
let me say with the guns, like they don't, there's not a real effort to track all the gun sales, and there are too many guns that are just floating free throughout the country, you know?
Well, there's
like,
weapons of mass
destruction,
man.
If we were
doing
what we could to make sure that the wrong people weren't getting guns, I would have less of a problem.
Road Dog says,
like
Frank is a fetus and will never grow up. Guess what, Road Dog? Exiled, you son of a bitch. Jeez, me. Hold on a second. I even got a special card for you guys. Let me move that over here. That's for all of you guys in chat, you sons of bitches. Slagar says, no, Frank, you're able to do just that. You don't need to take the points of Constitution as a whole. You can agree with this or that and no problem. No, Slagar, I mean, I understand that argument too, but what I'm saying is I don't want to take rights away. If we start going down this rabbit hole of nobody can carry a gun in this country, right?
Well, I think the biggest problem with guns is like just like business, there's no regulation.
Yeah, I mean
that's what I was saying. Like they're not tracking them. We have gun sales and gun shows all over the country. People are buying them and trading them.
Here's
with no like law enforcement or intervention at all. Like we have guns just floating through this country like they're like toys or something. Like they're trading cards.
Here's my issue with the whole thing. The government has gotten so big, man. Like we have this huge bloated government here in this country that does nothing for us. Think about it, Brake. What has our government actually done with us since, I don't know, Social Security? What actually has been done? Healthcare? Look at our healthcare system right now, Brake. It's a joke.
Our government is an absolute failure.
It is. It is. I think in general, for the most part, the experiment has gone bad, man. We've gotten to the point where politicians are so big and make so much money and take bribes, and up to and including everybody's exalted AOC, right? She's now.
And look at them with their stock trading and stuff like that. These guys have insider information that they have made it.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways, they've made it so it's legal for them to do.
100.
Fucking laws.
Right. Dungeon says, "How about a phased plasma rifle in a 40-watt range? How dare you, Dungeon?" Road Dog says, "Bernie just can't come here. I have two 9mm Uzis. I have over 40. See, that's a good point, Road Dog. You have 40 guns, dude. 40 guns, that's like, what, divide that by 3, that's like, what, 12? 13? 13 guns that you made up for our lack of guns, Road Dog. I have no idea what the card you had for us. It's the exiled card, Freak 5. I didn't say take rights, I said agree. Yeah, I mean, you could not agree, of course, it's a free country, Slagar. Road Dog says, here in Arkansas, you don't even register your guns. Blew my mind when I found out. Yeah, see, that's, I mean, that's another issue. Road Dog, you can't tell, okay, he lives in Arkansas. Road Dog, you can't tell me you know at least probably 10 people or more that probably should not have a gun, right, Road Dog? I'm guessing. And it has nothing to do with their person. It has to do with their mental state, I'm guessing. I think only need to register new sales in Wisconsin, Slagar says. Yeah.
In Arkansas, when you get a new bank account, do you get like a free gun?
Probably.
Hey, here's a credit card. Here's a gun with it.
Yeah, see, Road Dog says more than that. That's the problem, Road Dog. I mean, I talk about this on my other channel all the time. Mental health and this, and we've talked about it here too, guys. Mental health needs to be addressed in this country before we start thinking about other
There'd be less
things.
Shooters that way, at least.
Exactly. All right. Now, there's a lot of responsible gun owners out there, too. Don't get me wrong. If I owned a gun, I would be responsible. Road Dog, I'm sure, is responsible with his arsenal there. Don't piss off Road Dog, by the way. I mean, shit, 40 guns, man.
He's only preparing for when the Thunderdome happens.
Yeah, Thunderdome. Exactly. All right.
Because if it happens, it's going to happen in Arkansas first.
Right. Okay, Eric, I didn't see a stinko for you. Did you have a stinko this week?
No.
Brake, did you have others?
That's Texas Freak.
Yeah, what? Texas.
I had another stinko.
Okay, go ahead, Brake.
We're talking about how the Republicans are trying to destroy this country in every way they possibly can.
Right.
Well, let's not leave the Democrats.
Whoa.
Did you break out? Break menu there?
Oh,
there you go.
I'm sorry. Let's not leave the Democrats out here because Nancy Pelosi had this to say earlier in the day. I say to my Republican friends, take back your party. The country needs a big, strong Republican party. And I say that as the leader of the Democratic Party. Don't have it be a cult of personality on the extreme right.
Ask him really nicely, even though they've always been like this.
Okay, this is a great point, Breakman. I say it on this channel all the time. I can't stand Republican politicians, and I can't stand Democratic politicians. So,
yep. Democrats are tortured. Just like they want to act like if they act civil. Maybe the other team will play nice, but the reality is they do all the bad shit. They get all the rap for it, but
right.
The Democrats will just suck their dick.
Do you see...
Because they get paid, like, money for it. Well, do anything.
The problem is Democrats and Republicans have a lot of the same donors.
Right. Okay, we say this all the time, Breakman. Get rid of money in politics, and this country actually will have a chance to succeed. If you don't, it's just going to keep going down the capitalism rabbit hole until there's nothing left for everybody except for a few. So, you know.
We were talking about Mad Max, and Ufe just chimes in and says, Beyond Thunderdome is coming in 4K in November.
I know. Great, man. That's awesome. Freak says, Frank will never have a gun. He's been afraid of the scary boomsticks ever since they were invented. How dare you, Freak 5? I will have you know, I'm a crack shot, man. I can really shoot, but I just
been afraid of boomsticks ever since Ash crashed in your timeline and you said this is my boomstick.
Road Dog says I'm going to be 3D printing a pistol when I get your phone holder done. How does that work?
So wait, that's what happened. Ash crash landed in medieval times. Frank found out about his story. He said you could sell it as a movie when you get to the future. You're going to live forever. And he sold the rights to the story to someone else so you wouldn't be
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? that'll be just my next for the hell of a print. Obviously, it doesn't work, does it, Road Dog? I mean, you probably would shoot one time and then it wouldn't be viable anymore if it works at all. Freak says, his stinko is that I volunteered for OT tomorrow, then realized because of the holiday and me also taking Tuesday off, I won't get time and a half. Freak five screwed himself this week. Who run Bartertown? Dungeon says. Crackshot equals he cracks his skull every time. How dare you, Road Dog? Crackshot, you get shot when you smoke crack? How dare you, Freak? I knew. You know what, you son of a bitch is exiled. Damn it. Just fucking... I'm not Sam Raimi. How dare you, Brickman? Master Blaster Slaghart says, yes, it will. The slide
does,
will
wait,
be.
Wait, does the gun shoot crack and you just get people high with it?
It, like, shoots crack right into people's
maybe
veins.
That's what I mean. Maybe that's, like, guns that, like, shoot bullets and more guns that just shoot crack.
All right, that's, did you have anything else, Break?
No, that's not.
Okay, mine is just power tripping cops, man. Yesterday I did a video, you guys can see it on the Mexican Longhair channel, where this cop thought he was going to give me an unlawful order, and I just put him in his place. So I just want you guys to check that out and see cops for who they really are. Okay, let us move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto of the week, I have two of them. One thing I love to celebrate is when a Confederate statue gets fucking destroyed or taken down or whatever, because I will never understand why it got so bad in this country that we allowed people... to put loser statues all over the place.
Traitor statues.
Losing traitor people owners, basically.
Yeah.
Now, like their whole plot. I mean, this we're rebelling against a corrupt government and tyranny and freedom for the states. The freedom you wanted was to fucking own people.
Right. Right.
Shut the fuck up. Like, fuck Confederacy. I'm just sick of people.
Shut the fuck up. I like that, Breakman. That's Breakman at his best right there.
So, one of the prominent statues of General Lee in Virginia has been removed. So, good, awesome, man.
I mean, seriously, I mean, I don't understand the Confederate argument at all. I've talked to people about this. They're adamant it's not racist and all this other shit. And it's like the fucking history is right in front of your eyes, man. Like
the problem is a lot of them, if you do some research, like there are groups like the Daughters of the Confederacy who have actively made sure that kids were taught a fake history in school.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that we're talking to today weren't taught about this when they were children.
Just like the civil rights movement, man. I mean, if you look at the textbooks, it's very, very vague, and it gives you a few quotes from MLK, and, you know, and it doesn't, like, break down what exactly happened, and, you know, I mean, it's just
they want to gloss over that as much as possible.
Right.
You know, in school, they don't want to talk about some of the worst aspects of America.
Right, right. You have any more Sweetos, Break? Any more Sweetos?
I do have one more Sweeto. Okay. This is, it's not going to happen right away, but for the first time in UC history, at least in a long time, I can't even remember when they had a good conference, but the UC Bearcats are now going to be a part of the Big 12.
Ooh, that's
interesting. I'm so fucking excited. Yes, like it's finally there moving up in the world. Like, excited. But it's probably going to take a few years.
Like for football or basketball or both?
Just both.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to be big news for the team. Like,
wow.
Like you're going to get we're going to have better options for viewership as far as television.
Yeah. You know what the problem is, though, Brake? Like the Big 12 is losing Texas and Oklahoma. That's why you guys are sliding in there.
Right. You know? I know. That's losing those two, and they were already down two to begin with.
Yeah,
it's why UC. I forget who the other. There's BYU, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, there's talks of the Pac-12 and the Big 12 merging because, like the SEC is just showing out, man. Like
it's fine. Like that would be an opportunity UC did not have in the past.
Right.
Like, this is big news for the school. It's great news for fans of the
Dungeon says, shoots crack? Now I want to play Narc. Exactly. Freak 5 says, Freak 5 says, guns that shoot edibles. Yeah. Road Dog says, and I got him in trouble. I called in on him. He's talking about the police officer that I ran into yesterday. Wyland says, Sweeto, got my 4K thing still book. Yeah, and you got it 2 days before I did, Wyland. That's some big time bullshit, man. And he says he also located his season 2 DVD set of the 88 War of the Worlds series. Oh, that's cool. My long weekend, coworker asked how my weekend was. I told him not long enough. He told me to get the fuck out of there, Freak 5 said. let's see. What else we got here? Slagar says, Taliban takes down statues, everyone loses their mind. U.S. government takes down a statue, everyone loses their minds. I know,
clearly,
man.
Clearly, people have an obsession with statues, which is...
Why do we exalt statues so much, guys? I don't fucking understand it. Not my sweeto, but one of my...
It's like they didn't pay attention to the story with the Golden Bull.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I get it for sports. Like, you have your sports icon.
Right,
like
Hall
that,
of Fame
that,
type thing.
You're not, like, commemorating their life. You're just commemorating what
they did on the football field.
But when you commemorate somebody who stood up for slavery...
Yeah, I know, man.
Like, there's nothing in his life where you can defend him.
Yep. Freak 5 says, not my sweeto, but one of my exes lives in the apartment building next door to my house. She texted me that she was taking off her bra just as she was walking past her window and made the curtain move. Let's see. I lost my place here. There was a guy on a ladder outside her who got a look at her 36 double J's. He was painting the apartment, so that is probably his sweeto. Another sweeto, Freak Punk.
Wait, whoa, back up and sit up.
36 double J's, Breakman. So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Breakman, he's like, oh. All right, Freak Punk says, another sweeto, this week's What If. I will talk about What If when the series is over, Freak Five, but I agree. This week's What If was fucking phenomenal. But did you see it, Break?
Not this week's. I like the darkness of how they're not afraid to go, like, in that direction. This isn't what you'd normally get from the Marvel cartoons. Like, you know, you normally get the Saturday morning Marvel cartoons,
right,
where, you know, in the end, the good guys are going to win. There's no guarantee of that with this show.
Oh my God, Breakman! You wait till you see this week's, man. Fan fucking tastic. Slager says double J's wouldn't fit in an apartment. Calling false.
Have you seen Hitomi Tanaka? I mean, sure, that's Japanese J size, but that's still large.
I need some video evidence here. We need some visual cues. I need pictures.
Wyland, hit or miss, but this week's and last week's episode were really good, Wyland. You got to check out at least the last two, but this one was...
I've enjoyed all of them. I like the twist of the, especially the Black Panther episode.
I like the Black Panther one quite a bit. Yeah. There was one that I think the first one I didn't care for, the Captain Britain.
The first one, it was just basically a retelling of the first Avenger movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
with the perspective of Peggy being the captain.
Right. Okay, Eric, I didn't see a sweeto for you. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have one.
Here's my sweeto, Breakman. You might appreciate this. Accompanied with a little bit of music here.
What does everybody want?
Okay. Do you know?
Hey, I've met that guy. He's nice.
Okay. Not only is he a nice guy, Breakman, but I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but Al Snow saved a kid from death, dude. He saved a guy from Riptide out in the ocean.
I like him even more.
Yes, sir.
He's a nice guy, and he's a hero now.
He's an American hero, absolutely 100%. Al Snow.
Awesome. I really don't get the whole wrestling thing.
You don't get the Al Snow thing?
No.
Well, he said
wrestling. He doesn't get wrestling at all.
Oh, wrestling. You don't get set that aside, Eric. This guy saved a kid's life, okay? There you go. Not implants, all natural, Freak 5 says. Wow, that's crazy. Al Snow is...
I think I got to go.
Why? Oh, the
look for the
36 double J's.
All natural. I need to look at this. sorry.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Okay, let's see. I'm going to put a link into chat. This is going to be this week's Funny or Stupid. I also, hang on a second here. Do this. What is going on here? Holy hell, man. It's giving me all kinds of problems. Okay. Let's check out what we got on tap here for this week's Funny or Stupid, if I can put it into fucking chat. Gee, man. All right. Ah, what's going on? Okay, here we go. Here it is in chat, but I also will show it on the screen here. Here we go. Funny or stupid, guys? Here we go.
She gave herself a wake-up call.
Okay. Hold on.
I can't see it yet.
We'll play it one more time.
She gave herself a wake-up call.
Okay. This one's cute, okay? And it's fairly funny, and I'll tell you why. I'll explain it to people on the archives. It's a baby that was crying, and all of a sudden she kind of, like, smacks her head a little bit on the side, and she, like, basically woke up from her slumber and totally, like, did a 180 and started laughing. I like this one. What do you think, Breakman? Funny or stupid?
I'm still haven't loaded the video yet. It's taking forever.
What? It's taking forever? Here, let me get – here. Let me copy this link, and then I'll put it in chat. It's a long link, so get it from chat here, guys. There you go. Try that. Oh, I reached – oh, man. Damn it. I can't – you can't see it, guys?
It's starting to load for me now.
Okay.
I see it, but eh. I want to call this funny or stupid. I call it cute.
Disregard that link in chat, that long-ass link, guys. It's not going to work, that link. Did you guys see it?
Yeah. I saw bits of it.
It's choppy for me because it's my internet sucks, I guess. Okay. It doesn't seem that funny to me, though. Like,
I thought it was funny. How dare you guys? All right, this week it's stupid. Ugh. Okay. Let's see. Slagar says dumb. I do that every day. Freak 5 says stupid. What else we got? Waits for someone to deepfake a Snickers bar into her hand. Too cute. It worked for Road Dog. See? There you go. He gets it. All right.
But it was supposed to be funny or stupid, not cute. So, sorry.
All right. Slagar
says.
We didn't
get a third choice. I'm just saying. There was no black. It was black or white. It wasn't gray. Let's blame Frank.
I think it was funny, just because.
I'll blame MXT, even though he's not here.
Sorry about that, Slagar. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that long. He said that link that I sent was like 3 pages on his phone. Sorry,
Slagar. That's like a book.
I know, man. Sorry, I didn't realize it was going to be that long. My bad. All right. So there you go. Okay, let's move on to. Okay, Road Dogg said it wasn't funny, just cute. So we'll just call it stupid.
God.
What?
Oh, wow. What? I'm sorry, huh? What are you talking about?
What? Wait a minute.
He was looking at that picture, isn't he?
What picture?
I don't know what Freak sent me a picture of. I don't know what you're talking about.
Freak 5, you better tweet me that pic too, you son of a bitch. Okay, we're on to the tournament. As Breakman's doing something over there. I don't even.
What'd you say, boobs? I mean,
making a break for home. See you in a bit. All right, Slagar, stay safe, man. Message you a couple. You better message me those ones, Freak 5. How dare you? Okay.
And you might as well message everybody who wants one.
I know. You might as well.
Include me.
All right. Let's make this a little bit bigger here. Okay. First matchup here. Link to the Past, the mighty Link to the Past versus Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Eric, I'm going to start with you.
Link to the Past. I'm not a fan of the Tony Hawk.
I did like that game on the Game Boy Advance, but, I mean, how could you go against Link to the Past? Breakman,
yeah,
Clean Sweep?
It was such a good representation, or such a good, remake of the original.
Right. Right.
I don't want to say port because it was exactly a port.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah,
next matchup, we got Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga versus Advance Wars. Breakman, you go first on this one.
Oh, I gotta go with Advance Wars. I love Advance Wars.
Ooh. So much. Okay.
I like strategy games, and that one is heavily in the strategy.
So. Okay, Eric.
Superstar Saga.
Oh,
you're
God.
Wrong. It's Advanced War. I'm sorry.
So it's up to me to pick. Oh God, Breakman, you're gonna hate me, dude. But I just, I'm not a. I know Advanced Wars is such a great game.
I know you're not a strategy guy. I get it.
It's such a great game, but I can't. Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga is great too, man. Did you ever play Superstar Saga, Breakman?
Oh, a little bit. I didn't really get into it. I just tried it.
Good stuff, man. Okay, so Superstar Saga moves on. Let's move on to the next matchup. Tactics Ogre versus Legend of Zelda Minish Cap. I'm going to go first on this one. Again, I know Tactics Ogre is a great game, but Minish Cap was a great game for me. I'm picking Minish Cap. What say you, Breakman?
It doesn't matter what I'm going to say because you're both going to say Minish Cap. And Tactics Ogre is what I'm going
to
say.
Okay, so it's up to Eric this time.
I never actually played Tactics Ogre Line of Lotus. So I'm just going to go with Minish Cap.
Ah, poor Breakman. He never gets the tactics games through. He sent me a pick. Okay, I bet you it's not the one that I'm hoping for, Freak 5. Road Dog says, here, I'll tie it back up and go with Advance Wars. All right, Golden Sun versus Final Fantasy V. I think I'm going to – oh, God. I'm going to leave this one to Breakman first.
Ooh, this one's a tough one.
It is really tough.
Oh, wow, I really have to think about this one. Final Fantasy V was a lot of fun, but it wasn't that new. Golden Sun, two different games, but they connected to each other, Golden Sun 1 and 2, and it's one of the series that people have been screaming to bring back, so Golden Sun.
All right, Eric?
I'm going for Golden Sun as well.
Okay, clean sweep. I love Final Fantasy V, but not as much as I like Golden Sun. So Golden Sun moves on.
Yeah, I like how you could mix and match with the djinn you found to make different spells and stuff for your characters.
Yeah, they had a good battle system in Golden Sun for sure. All right.
The game looked ugly as hell, but it was fun just to mess around with.
I didn't think it looked that ugly. I thought it looked pretty good.
I think it looked ugly.
The sprites are just they're scaled horribly, and they look bad.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I remember really liking it. I don't know. I remember liking the way it looked.
That was like a defining trait of Camelot Software, though, for like years.
And I'm the graphics whore, Breakman, really?
What? No, who said that? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Wario Land 4 versus Super Mario Brothers Super Mario Advance 2. Eric, you go first on this one.
Wario Land 4. It's just so weird and amusing and It led to much better Wario games like Shake It, even though I don't have Shake It anymore. I really wish Nintendo would re-release it.
All right.
I think Shake It might be on the Wii U eShop as a part of the digital Wii games, but I might have to pick it up before they close the shop.
Okay.
But Super Mario Advance 2 is just Super Mario World, and I would rather play the SNES version of that, so I'm going with Wario Land 4.
What say you, Break?
Didn't they have additional features on Mario Land 2?
You could collect Yoshi, or special coins or something. And there was sound samples, which some people didn't care for.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wario Land. It was more of a unique experience. I like that they brought those games to the Game Boy, but the one they really improved on was Mario 3. I mean, okay. They didn't improve on it, but it just added all that cool features and extra stuff, I should say.
Okay, well, I would have picked Advance 2 because I'm not a huge fan of the Wario Land. I like the Wario Land games, but just not as much as some. All right, next matchup, I'll go first on this one. Metroid Fusion / Zero Mission versus WarioWare Mega Micro Games. And I'm going to go, with Metroid. I think Metroid Fusion is a fabulous game, and Zero Mission is pretty good as well. So I'm going with Metroid. Oops, why did I do that? What say you, Break?
Ah, this is an easy one for me, Metroid. The Metroid and the... oh, no. Freak, what did you do?
What?
He said Frank's not going to like the picture I sent him. I don't know what he did.
You know what? I'm not gonna show it here on the screen. Here, let me take
The WarioWare mini games were fun games, and it was good if you wanted like a really quick experience and stuff. But the Metro games are just hard to beat. They're so fucking good.
Right. The thing with WarioWare is that they're fun, but like they're micro games for a reason. They're like small diversions.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Metroid moves on, right? Break mm-hmm. And yeah, Eric. All right, clean sweep. Next one's a Titanic matchup. Final Fantasy VI versus Castlevania Aria of Sorrow. Breakman, you do the honors first.
Ow, this is really hard because the Castlevania. This is. Is Aria of Sorrow the third one?
Can't remember.
It is the third Game Boy Advance game, yes.
So this is a game with Sora, right?
Soma.
Soma, yeah. Oh god, that one's one of the best. Fuck. This is really hard.
Fuck you, Freak Five. Game,
but I love Final Fantasy VI because this was the retranslated version.
I'm voting for an original game over a rehash release.
But it wasn't just a rehash because they like plus
content, which is admittedly not that great if you think about it.
The extra content isn't, but the fact that they redid the story, they redid the translation was, to me. That's what I love the most about it. I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VI. I really like the writing of it, but I can't blame anybody for saying Aria of Sorrow because that's a fantastic game.
Okay.
I'm voting for Aria, though.
Ooh, so it's up to me. Everybody in chat is saying Castlevania. Fuck you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch.
Well, now you have to look, and now you have to, Frank. You just have to.
Well, okay, I can put it on chat, so let me go to my Twitter real quick. It's not like, you know, it's not like super, super bad or anything, but let me show you what Freak Five sent me, fucking ass. I want the real picture, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Look what he put. You see what he gave me here. How dare you, sir? Okay. So it's up to me. Final Fantasy VI or Castlevania. I agree with everything that Break said about Final Fantasy VI. Final Fantasy VI is one of the greatest games of all time, but we're talking Game Boy Advance, and Castlevania Aria of Sorrow is a fan-fucking-tastic game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is a tough matchup for me, Break, but you know what? I'm going to go Castlevania in a huge upset. Castlevania beats Final Fantasy VI.
I don't think it's that huge of an upset because people generally think that the Aria of Sorrow was the best of the Metroidvanias on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. All right.
My favorite was personally Circle of the Moon, but I'm an outlier. Most people don't like that as much.
Okay. Last matchup for today, guys. Astro Boy Omega Factor, which pulled off the biggest upset of the tournament thus far. Versus Super Mario Brothers 3. Eric, go with you first.
Astro Boy.
Wow. Okay. Break.
Super Mario 3. This is like Super Mario 3. This is the you need an e-reader, but there were cool things you could do with the game. I really, really like that. I'm going with Mario 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3, another fantastic game, probably in the top five of everybody's list. Oh, man, versus Astro Boy, one of the most underrated games of all time.
Do the right thing, Frank.
Oh, my God. Breakman, you know what, Breakman? I went against you, like, this entire tournament, I think. I feel. Anything but Astro Slagar? Really? It's a great game, man. You haven't even played it. Overrated? No, hell no. It's underrated. I might just pick it just because of that, Slagar.
Damn it, Slagar. Why? This is your fault.
I'm going to go with Super Mario Brothers 3. I think Super Mario 3 is on the Game Boy Advance is like such a great game. I love Astro Boy, Eric, but I how can I go against Super Mario 3?
The only reason I own it.
Right. It was a great e-reader game, man. for sure.
Yeah, how could Slinger not have played it if he's saying it's overrated?
I know, he's so bitched. Maybe he did play it and he thinks it's overrated. Okay, so there our final four or our final eight, what is it? Elite Eight is set. We got some good matchups here, guys. Look at this. Golden Sun versus Minish Cap. Wow. I'm surprised Wario Land 4 made it this far, but it's going up against Metroid, and Castlevania versus Super Mario Bros. 3 should be a titanic matchup, and Superstar Saga versus Link to the Past. So those are great matchups, but obviously next week we're going to take a week off because I'll be in Las Vegas, but you guys can look forward to...
A week after that we can do who the winner is.
Yeah, we're gonna do all of it the week after. But I will be doing live streams on my other channel, Mexican Long Hair. If you guys haven't subscribed, just go ahead and subscribe or just watch that channel.
Do you have a Mexican No Hair channel?
No, because I have long hair, Eric.
You do?
Yeah, I have really long hair.
Somehow I think you're lying.
What's that? Go to that channel. You'll see how long it is. I mean, it's past my shoulders.
They should say you're so old. I just thought you'd be balding by now.
No, hell no, man. Wow. How dare you, Eric? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I do have gray hair, though. So, I mean, there you go. Okay, so next week, no show. Just a reminder to everybody out there. Break it. Maybe next Friday, if you could send out long old lady hair. How dare you, Rodunk?
I'm banned from Twitter for using the F word, apparently.
Mexican ball hair.
He's rocking a skullet.
How dare you, Weiland? I'm no fucking skullet. I'm not Hulk Hogan over here, man. Mexican nose hair. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch.
Running into the house, ripping his shirt off.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak Man, you son of a bitch. Brother. I'm walking off. Walking off this show, man.
Brother, brother.
How dare you? Hey, so yeah, just a reminder, next week, no show. I will be posting, I'll be doing a live stream on the other channel. I will be posting 4K videos on the other channel as well as RP Grinders. So you guys can get a taste of some of the attractions out in Las Vegas and check out how many people have you know, COVID out there and stuff, but
Mania is running wild, brother.
So I don't know what to call the name of this show, Freak Mania or Spoony Hulk.
Yeah, Spoony Bards. Okay. So yeah, just no show next week. Just keep that in mind. And break. You might do a reminder or two on the Twitter feed. The old Twitter feed. But this time next week I'll be in Las Vegas, and I'll still be putting out some, like I said, some 4K videos of the scene out there and stuff like that. So you know, so there you go. Let's do our
the harmonica.
I'm trying to keep background music.
Oh, you want me to keep going? I could do this all day.
Yeah, like, that's why I'm keeping it like low. I'm not
okay.
I want your voice to be louder, you know.
How like, dare you? Like, how dare
well,
you?
No, like it's the lead singer. You want to be able to hear the lead singer.
A little bit of Axl Rose there, man. You know, we were doing like Bernie was doing like Hetfield's, yeah. And I was doing like, like. No. Frankamania, you son of a bitch, Weiland. Okay, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away, son of a bitch.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter if I don't get kicked off again.
You can call him son of. You can follow him at son of a bitch too. So there you go, Break.
You can agree with me or argue with me on Twitter. Either way, I'm having fun.
Break, I request Hulk Hogan's theme for Frank. Hold on. We got to do a side by side theme of this, guys. Hold on 1 second here. Let's see if we get it. Let's pass these stupid commercials, which, you know, are what they are. I don't want to get copyright, which I probably will, but let's fast forward over here. Let's do this. Ah, come on. How far is it to where we get to the good stuff? Wait. Here we go. Wait. All right, break fan, go ahead. That was terrible, break man. Let's see. Freak says you can send break boop. You can send break boop pics on Twitter. And you can send Frank moo pics. How dare you, Freak 5? I want that picture, damn it. Son of a bitch. Let's see. The vitamins and the prayers, exactly. Amazing, Wyland says. You're getting high praise. Hold on, one more time. Let's listen to this. Hold on, break. Let's listen to this, and then we'll listen to your version. Okay, go ahead, break. You can almost hear Breakman like trying to mouth the sound in there, man. It's fucking phenomenal, man. That's pretty fucking good, Breakman. I'll give you that, man. Pretty fucking good, dude.
So yeah, the name of the episode has already been decided.
Don't forget,
it's my turn,
Road Dog. I can't show the pic, Road Dog. I can't pull it off of the messages off of my messenger here. Otherwise, I would. I totally would. Let's see. Freak says you exiled me and I'm unable to send that pic. How dare you, Freak 5? Hulk is even more hillbilly. Slagar says. I can hear the experience points trickling into his harmonica skill, one note at a time. It's the opposite, Dungeon. Don't encourage him. All right, Eric, plug away.
Spoony harmonica.
Oh, sorry, that's it. Lower.
I write reviews for BostonBastardBrigade.com, or you could listen to my audio reviews of games on the feed. And I didn't get to any this week, but I'll definitely do something tomorrow because I felt like crap all day, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, Eric?
If you like any of that stuff, you can go to my Patreon and support me. It's help giving me as little as a dollar would help out a lot. But no, not another channel. It's the same fee as RP Grinders.
Yeah, it's the same as RP Grinders, Slagar. Just look for the audio reviews on RP Grinders. That's it.
But the written reviews are on BossBashBrigade.com. But I haven't done any of those lately.
All right. What else you got, Eric?
That's really it. Oh, yeah. The link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, at EricRPG.
Yep, go to at EricRPG and you can donate to Eric's cause. He does really good written and audio reviews of video games, the video game. So, all right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, which is taking off like a bat out of hell, which is super awesome. I can't be happier with that channel. It's fucking awesome. And I'm enjoying my time over there, putting in the work, holding police accountable, making sure that they're not beating up people here in Denver. I also do homeless outreach on that channel and a variety of other things. So, you know, check out Mexican Longhair. I'm very proud of the work I'm doing there. I have a special announcement the 24th specifically for that channel that you guys are going to want to check out the live stream that I'm going to do at 9 Eastern on the 24th. Freak says I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans this week. She uses a Hulk Hogan action figure to pleasure herself while she cosplays as Randy Macho Man Savage. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Road Dog says making Bernie pee. Yeah, pretty much, man. That's what I do on that channel. Okay. She pees anyways, man. She's got a bladder the size of like a 5-year-old boy. What else do I got here? You can follow me on any of the game systems, RP Grinders. I haven't been able to play much lately, I'll be honest with you guys, but, you know, when I get a minute or two, I will, get back into playing something. Probably the next game I'll be playing is Control, but, you know, there you go. All right. Oh, you know what, Road Dogs? I know what you're talking about, Quantum Break. Yeah, that's a great game. I beat that game, Road Dog. It's fun.
Well, no, you don't beat games, Frank.
I did, and I reviewed it on this show. I just couldn't play.
It has a super easy mode. I didn't know.
How dare you? How dare you, you son of a bitch? It has like a baby mode on it, I'll have you know. She isn't much bigger than a 5-year-old boy. Yeah, that's probably true, Road Dog. She is 4-foot gnome, man, for sure. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Have a good weekend and stay safe.
All right. You, Breakman? I like how he went to the high notes at the end there. That was fucking fantastic, man. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Go ahead with your... go ahead.
I was going to say you should end this show with the Hogan's.
Theme. I can't because, you know, the copyright.
You played it too much already.
Yeah. All right, break. Go ahead.
I am a real, you know, there's...
Go ahead. Well, come on. Keep going.
I'm trying to get you to sing for us, and you're not.
I am a real American. Fighting for the rights of every man. I am a real American. You know. Exiled, Road Dog, exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, man.